why we can't. We just can't.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Stone cold stupid. It's why we can't have nice things, and it starts us off in Brazil. And this would be a mayoral election race that actually was going on late last year. And it's come to light that the Brazilian mayor, who was running for re-election, José Aparicio da Silva, who was seriously hurt this past October by assailants with assault rifles in what looked to be an assassination attempt, was all fake.
Hmm?
Yes, Mayor da Silva was seriously injured when a pair of guys busted in, phony hitmen, it turned out to be, with very real AK-47s to stage a fake assassination attempt against the mayor so it would generate public sympathy and help him win a second term in power. This is in the town of Tabau da Serra, just outside of Sao Paulo in Brazil. It sent him to the ER. He was shot in the shoulder by an AK-47. That was the first thing. And then they realized it was all a big ruse that seriously injured him. By the way, that sympathy he was trying to generate, he still lost the election.
Dum, 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 dum.
So they say you don't know someone until you've walked a mile in their shoes, or, you know, 500 in some really ugly ones. That's the case of Kaylee Castle, who embarked on a life-changing journey after calling off her wedding. She went to Portugal, then Spain, where she walked 500 miles after realizing that marriage requires compromise and sacrifices that she just was not willing to make. By the way, Kaylee did all of this in a pair of Crocs.
Oh, that's... Mm-hmm. What was the point again?
I don't know.
Okay.
She just wanted everyone to know.
You go get them, girl.
It's a life-changing journey.
It's kind of like
I don't want commitment, except to my Crocs.
Traveling Yaya sister Crocs. A Glasgow, Scotland prankster over there in Scotland. See, they were having a 10K race and marathon in Glasgow. And this prankster went out and rearranged all the directional signs for the runners.
Oh, no.
Overnight. The marathon people did not double check because they had set them up the night before. And all the runners, dozens of them, were running all which way, wrong ways, into each other. That's the race terrible. Organizers apologized and offer runners a 50% discount on registration fees for their next race.
Are they out of their minds?
I know. The Cowtown Marathon's coming up, Marcus. Dum, 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 this weekend. Follow the signs.
Mm-hmm. So picture this. You've planned the perfect heist. You walk into a bank and hold it up. Say, I've got a gun and I want your money. And then the teller breaks the news. I'm out of it. So, the poor crook left empty-handed. However, this really did happen in a bank. But he may soon have a new home. FBI is hot on the case.
Well, he sounds very trusting of people.
Yeah, I know.
It's dumb, 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 dumb.
Is this when you come from money? Oh, I'm sorry. The wrong place.
A winter wonderland, at least that's what it was advertised over there in China. They have little pop-up things, too, like we do over here, you know, like the Meow
cat,
Wolf thing and the Stranger
cafes.
Things show. Right, yeah, the Barbie bits. Well, over there in the Chengdu Snow Village, they had to recently close down. See, they were issuing all sorts of proclamation, promising people that bought tickets in advance that it would be a winter wonderland filled with snow and going down on the hills and all the fun that that entails.
Aww.
Snowmen and the like. When people showed up, it was filled with soapy water and cotton balls. They said the temperature was just a bit too warm.
Mm.
They didn't take that into account.
Dum, 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 dum.
We could help them today a little bit.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Especially, she's got a sweet tooth. A lady in big trouble after she sucked on a mouthful of Skittles, then shoved them into her ex's gas tank along with some Coke Zero. His car then would start.
Yeah.
The culprit was pretty obvious.
Oh, boy.
And now her mugshot has been viewed over 2 million times.
Yeah, that's going to mess up a lot.
Yeah, she is a bit testy, but she's pretty cute. And lots of chivalrous men have offered to pay her bond.
I can change her.
Are they out of their
yes,
minds?
Yes, they
see,
are.
That's it, Mark. He knows.
How did they know that she had previously sucked on them, the Skittles, before they put them in?
That's what the internet wants to know. It's in the,
weird thing right there. And ladies and gentlemen, we in Why We Can't Have Nice Things up in Tulsa, Oklahoma, on the Will Rogers Turnpike, as yesterday, minor injuries were reported, but everybody's been released. Witnesses described a chaotic scene on the highways there on the Will Rogers Turnpike in Tulsa as an egg truck crashed.
Dum, 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 dum,